Okay, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast. Today we've got with us Zena the Technician.
Hello.
Myself, the GBF. We've got Yogi Bear.
Whoop whoop, hello.
And Lewis McClellan.
Hello, hello.
Have you got a ring name yet, Lewis?
Well, I fought under the headliner because I'm a journalist and one of my journalist colleagues recommended it. I wasn't the headliner, so I don't know. I guess I
like the idea of it though.
Yeah. It would be, I think they introduced me as Lewis, the headliner McClellan, but if they introduced me as the headliner Lewis McClellan, it doesn't matter where I fight. But I don't know, I'm not married to, I'd like another one actually.
I like the headliner, but you're setting a stall out there.
Exactly,
if you fight second to the end, as you did,
which is
you
why
look
I
a
did,
bit stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, oh, what?
You could come up dead arrogant and be like, "I'm always the main event."
Well, that was kind of what I was going for, but I don't know. I think I'd like another one for the next one. I think.
Right, you're already eyeing up another fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was ready to go.
Okay.
Nice. I like that.
That's good. And Yogi Bear, where's that name come from?
So when I was like five, my favourite football player's nickname was Yogi, so I got on the back of a top and it's stuck ever since.
Okay.
It's really weird, so like the only people that call me like Liam or at work's like my grandparents call me Yogi, my teachers at school used to call me Yogi.
Do you like picnic baskets?
I love a picnic basket.
Good.
Especially if there's pies involved.
You love pies, you're a big pie man. What's your favourite pie?
Scotch pie.
What's in a Scotch pie?
Oh, like terrible mincemeat and bone and everything horrible. It's great. It's the best thing. Pie in a row. Can't go wrong.
I guess it's a bit like a doner kebab. It's all the worst bits of meat and somehow you just really want it.
Oh, so you're accustomed to the Scotch pie yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But okay. Yeah, to be honest, I would actually pick a kebab over a pie.
Okay. Yeah. What about chocolate bars? Have you got any preference?
Do you know what? Reese's peanut butter cups. Anything with peanut butter, but especially...
Oh, I hate peanut butter.
Oh, it's horrible.
Rank.
Screw really? You.
Okay, there. We're already on because just during training, you both were chatting how this could be a good match in terms of the Scottish match.
Yeah. Well, we're from opposite sides of Scotland, so we've got some beef there. Pre-arranged beef.
Yeah, and now you realise that you like peanut and he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, there's it's all natural so many enemies. Differences here. I mean, you
basically have nothing in common. They're natural enemies. Yeah. It would be good. He's quite a lot bigger than me, but I don't think I should let that stop me. I think if we do a couple of runs, we'll see how it goes.
Maybe if you eat more peanuts, you can get up to that weight.
That would be a lot of peanuts.
It's a classic underdog story. Even though I'm twice the size, I'm the underdog. So.
I reckon Yogi might be better on the board, actually, I think.
I think.
Have you played each other?
We played online a few times, actually. Yeah. How did that go? We haven't played in a while since your fight.
Yeah, I think I'm used to making really stupid mistakes early on. So, like, I would recover quite well. Whereas,
right,
like,
yeah.
Lewis would, like, when you made
play
a mistake, yeah,
then,
you would
yeah.
just kind of, like, yeah. follow up and try and make up for it.
Yeah. But, Lewis, you had a bit of a poor start in your chess game, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Well, it was funny. I had a very poor start in that he got my rook about four moves in. But by the end of that round, I was ahead, actually. It was a real back-and-forth battle. On the chessboard, at least. Boxing was kind of all one-way traffic, actually.
So what do you mean by that? You think you had him in the boxing?
I think I wasn't really aggressive enough, but I didn't really get hit, and he did, so that's got to be a good thing, right?
I've got to say, I filmed it the first time. Like, I was kind of crap myself when I came out, and I usually think, like, I'm like to be a showman, like I'm an idiot, but, you know, I thought I'd come out there and have it, but when you kind of, there was a lot of people, and suddenly I kind of, you know, got a bit scared, not the word, but you kind of just like
a bit nervous,
yeah. And it was it kind of threw me off, and so I think like to go in a second time you can enjoy it a bit more and a bit looser, especially in the
not like the headliner, he's used to that kind of
thing.
Well, it's like, I mean, you're right, like the third round I definitely got a lot looser. It was when I landed like the hardest punches that I landed. But it was funny, I don't know about you, but I found, so like the Sunday before the fight, so 6 days out from the fight, that was when I was the most scared, and then throughout that week I got more and more up for it. I was dreading it less, and I was more and more excited for it. And in the changing room, I was still scared but excited. But then, like walking out, I felt like, well, I can't do anything about it. I am here, but I might as well just have fun. But
did you feel like you grew into the fight a bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The first round, I didn't really throw anything except jabs because he was a bit bigger than me, so I didn't really want to get hit by him. So I thought if I just played it safe and just sort of felt him out a bit, that would sort of set up things in later rounds a bit. I did a bit, but I needed to be more aggressive.
Okay. Well, you kind of need to get behind his jabs, don't you? That's the problem if you're fighting a tall... In fact, you both taught
fought taller fighters, didn't you?
Yeah.
The tallest fighter.
Yeah. I know that Big Crazy Arms himself, with those crazy arms of his. I think my thing is I didn't want to get embarrassed. So, and not that I did, but you go out there and I'm like, oh crap, if I do something wrong here, I'm just going to end up on my bum, like.
Well, that was why. That was why it was so terrible for me in the chest, losing my rook in the fourth move or something. I was like, this is really. Like you, it was just like, as long as I don't care if I win, as long as I make a decent account of myself.
Yeah.
So I was terrified when I lost that rook, but fortunately, the chest actually just went.
Did you not think when you lost that rook, right? That's it. I've got to go after him in the boxing ring.
I really should have. I should have thought that a lot more. But actually. No, because by the end of that round, like I said, I was ahead.
So
not really. But I did need to.
It looked like a very good fight. It was definitely a lot more movement in it, because the first fight, it was just, I don't know, crazy arms and the general just punching each other to bits without any movement.
Apart from the
crazy arms. I mean, like anything was just, they were just hitting each other. Yeah. So when you came on, it was a very, it was a more pacey fight.
Contrasting, yeah.
Mm, it was nice.
Technically, it was a very good fight. I thought you both looked good technically.
You are a very good technical fighter. You move well.
You shouldn't be complimenting if you're going to be challenging.
False sense of security, you know. I've got a lion.
I mean, I'm never. This is the thing. Even if I thought I was a lot better than you, I would still be quite nervous of the like 15 kilo weight difference.
I should just add, I'm very fat at the moment. I need to shift a bit.
Really? I mean, that's 15.
This is 15 kilo weight difference just now. It's quite significant. But.
So I'm about 8 more than when I went into the ring last time, 8 or 9. So, I mean, I should shift it.
How many kilos do you think you put on last night when you had that kebab?
Can I cut a promo against my previous opponent? I want the rematch. He knows, and you'll see in the video, he let go of his queen and then took it back because I would have taken it. So I've got the video evidence, and what? He knows that's not a fair win, and I'll see if he wants to box me again.
Controversial. Can I just say,
Crazy Arms, you're a nice guy. It was a pleasure being in the ring with you.
I should also say Mark is a very nice guy, and he's a good guy, and there were sort of rule infractions, accidental on my side as well, but I got caught for all of them, and he didn't get caught for his. So
this is like Chelsea Arsenal kind of territory. Oh, sorry, we don't talk football with you. I'll remember.
Don't worry, to the greatest supporters in the world, let's be having you. Could you hear the crowd? We were playing chess, right? You can't hear what's being said or anything, but you can hear these oohs and ahs. So at one point I made a terrible move. I just heard the crowd go, I was like, oh, what have I done? And then I was looking, I was like, I don't know.
Well, I could a bit, but actually it was when I was in the boxing and I just heard some guy go, chess him in the face. It's a great chance, like when the boxing round ends and the chess chant starts up, everyone's it adds a little something. But talking about fighting in York Hall though, I was just thinking the other day how much better a boxer I'd have to be to merit fighting in York Hall. Like, think about that. Like, I would have to be like 5 times as good as I am to fight in York Hall as a boxer. So it's a really good opportunity.
I'm sure you could beat them at chess, though. You know,
probably
swings around about. Yeah.
Probably, but then on the other hand, how good a chess player would I have to be to just play chess in York
Hall?
That's
true. Yeah.
Well, that's why this combo is so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So. I went to see some amateur boxing there. It was like the World Series of Boxing. The Brits were playing, fighting the Americans. It was really good, but I was sitting there being like, I've been to that ring.
Amazing.
So one question we ask quite a lot of people on the podcast is there anything you would like to be edible that you're not sure about? Because Tim provides a service whereby if there's something you're not sure is edible, he'll try it, and then he'll report on the next podcast whether he's been to hospital or not. So we've done avocado stone. I'm not sure. I think a Scotch pie is a bit too easy.
Yeah.
Just Tim likes pies. I think that's clear to everybody.
Zing! Shots fired.
Maybe we should point out we haven't got the hippo here, and we can say whatever we want because who cares?
Yeah, it's true.
Wonder if he'll listen.
Tim, I'm calling you out. Let's have a fight. No, let's not. You beat me at chess too easily. The one I want to know is the. So you know, in Iceland they have a delicacy which is rotten fish.
Oh yeah,
rotten shark is it? Yeah.
So I just went to a some like bank party and it was Iceland banky, so like they had all this Icelandic food, and they so someone was talking about this.
They have banks left in Iceland.
So it was really funny. There was like a bit of a speech where they were like, "Yeah, like, we're really proud of everything we've done since all the banks broke."
we are the last bank.
but sharks, right? Not to get too graphic, but they can't urinate. So
they can't urinate.
Yeah. So the urea just builds up in their skin as ammonia. So if you eat a shark, it's poisonous. It'll make you sick. So they bury the meat in the sand for like several months and it rots, but also the ammonia leaves and then you can eat it. And so it's like, I don't know,
so it's
if you
a bit
call
like
that
hanging meat, like you'd hang like a pheasant or something for a few weeks and then
it becomes more tender. I think they do that, but like that like is treated so that it doesn't rot. Whereas this just does a bit.
Tim, if you eat some shark or rotten shark, and we'll give you the choice here, I'm a nice guy. Okay,
that sounds like a good challenge.
That's not good. I'm sure Jack from MasterChef could make something great out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Is anyone watching this?
Is he still on? Is he still
in? He's a chess boxing regular. He's the first one I ever went to a chess boxing show with years ago, and now he's ruling MasterChef. So
is he the guy you want me to fight, is he?
No, that's Jack.
Jack
is not fighting, he is using knives in the kitchen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Jack, if you're listening, if you want to cook a shark pie.
Yeah.
Rotten shark pie.
Tim will eat it.
If you want to bring us some food to training as well, please feel free.
You don't need any more, you're gonna lose some weight. Whoa.
Okay, thanks a lot guys, thanks for coming along.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good to get the lowdown after your fight and see how it went. And don't forget, we've got another fight coming up on the 18th of June, York Hall.
Absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And we'd also like to invite anyone who's interested to come along to the gym, Islington Boxing Gym, 10 o'clock on a Saturday. Come down, see what you got, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Excellent.
Thanks very much.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up then. That's it from me, the Grievous Bodily Farmer.
Goodbye from me, Zeno.
Goodbye from me, Lewis.
And goodbye from me, Yogi Bear.
And see you next week.
That's fine.